You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The United States has blamed Chinese hackers backed by the state for one of the largest cyber attacks in history. Microsoft Exchange servers were targeted earlier this year, affecting more than 250,000 servers worldwide. Late last night, the New Zealand government also released a statement saying it condemns the malicious cyber activity from China. US reporters briefed by White House officials say a new alliance has been formed, compromising NATO members, the European Union, New Zealand, Australia and Japan. Chinese officials have denied responsibility, saying it opposes cyber attacks and combats cyber theft. The release from Andrew Little, the minister responsible for the GCSB, reads, New Zealand has established links between Chinese-sponsored actors known as Advanced Persistent Threat 40 and malicious cyber activity in New Zealand. Our US correspondent Simon Marks is with us. Welcome to the program, Simon. I mean, this has been a united front from a number of organisations and countries. What's being said in the US?
Yeah, very much so. That is the focus of the way in which the White House is describing all of this. Historic in the sense that this is the first time that the United States and others have formally accused China of essentially hiring what criminal indictments unsealed here today describe as private contract hackers to engage not just in that attack last March on the Microsoft Exchange server, but also to launch ransomware assaults against international interests, but also the White House insisting that it's the breadth of international cooperation and the linked series of announcements made in world capitals over the last few hours that mark all this out. Take a listen to what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had to say just a few minutes ago.
What's significant today is that while we're all calling out these malicious cyber activities, so are a number of our key partners around the world, the European Union, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Japan. These malicious cyber activities are not only impacting the United States.
And she said that the United States hopes to work with all of those partners in determining precisely what kind of measures to take against China as a result of the accusations that the US and other countries are making today. But President Biden himself, a few hours ago, was challenged as to why the United States is not immediately unveiling sanctions against China over hacking, where in the past the Biden administration has unveiled sanctions against Russian state actors that have been involved in hacking attacks. And as you'll hear in this response to reporters, he seemed somewhat unprepared for the question and somewhat unaware as to the background behind the claims that his government today is making.
To the best of my knowledge, and I'm getting a report tomorrow morning on this, a detailed report, my understanding is that the Chinese government, not unlike the Russian government, is not doing this themselves, but are protecting those who are doing it, and maybe even accommodating them being able to do it. That may be the difference.
Very unclear precisely what he was trying to say there, beyond the fact that he conceded he will only be getting a full report on these allegations about China tomorrow, which does raise the question, why did the United States government go ahead and make this public pronouncement here today? The White House press secretary didn't really have a particularly good answer for that question when she was asked it.
Any details about how many individuals or organizations have been affected or any have been names put out there?
Yeah, so the unsealed indictment against two Chinese hackers, and they are on the Chinese mainland and so long out beyond the reach of the American judicial system, suggests that the United States and its allies have been tracking up to a decade's worth of hacking attacks by the two individuals indicted in these court documents. And it further alleges that these two individuals were at various times on the payroll of the Ministry of State Security in Beijing. So this absolutely targets the Chinese government and accuses them of having hired private contract hackers with a track record of going after a wide range of international businesses, academic institutions, institutions that were researching COVID-19 vaccines, and launching a wide variety of hacking assaults on them. In at least one case, the United States says millions of dollars in ransom were paid to these Chinese-backed hackers as the result of a ransomware attack. And all of this is detailed in an unsealed indictment that shows that the United States and its allies have been tracking the activities online of these two hackers for years, even to the point where the United States prosecutors are aware, they claim, that these hackers were using a particular aspect of Microsoft's recycle bin that was kind of hidden from view from the rest of the Microsoft Windows system in a manner that allowed them to take advantage of that and to turn it to their own advantage. So this is a very detailed document, this indictment, that people far more technically aware than I am about the way computers work will be able to understand just how precisely investigators were able to follow the tracks of these hackers.
And any predictions about what impact this is going to have on relations between China and the US?
Well, there's no question that this opens a new battlefront in the ongoing chill in the relationship between Washington and Beijing. Many questions for the White House today about whether the reason the White House hasn't unveiled sanctions against the Russians is because they are concerned about the economic impact of those sanctions, given America's reliance on imports from China. The White House insists that there will be action taken at a later date, and that, as they've said, with regards to Russia, some of that action will be publicly disclosed and some of it will take place behind the scenes and will be only known to those people who are on the receiving end of perhaps some kind of cyber assault launched by the United States and its allies as well. But there's no question that this creates an entirely new wrinkle in the relationship between Washington and Beijing.
Simon Marks, our US correspondent, thank you very much.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.